just thought, you know what, I do not want to be crying and blubbering and feeling sad before I go in to see a musical. So, sorry Nessa, I didn't listen to you. So I think in the end, I was so desperate I started listening to Big Fatty. Of course, I listened to it on double speed, so, you know, a bit like taking that awful medicine when you're a child, and I don't know, if you take it quicker, then it doesn't seem quite so painful.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
You know what, I do not want to be crying and blubbering.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the fat... it is the fat one, and this is... Oh, fuck, what episode is it? I think it's, I don't know what it is. It's 1061 for two, I say, Tuesday the 21st of February 2012. Y'all, Big Fatty, you're out of time! Hello, Rexes! Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your fat, too, I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it is Fat Tuesday, and I know that old Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick is celebrating Fat Tuesday, and y'all, it's Fat Tuesday every two, I say, Tuesday. Here in the Fat Cave, but y'all, it is the end of the Mardi Gras, and y'all, oh dear, I gotta say, I hope you've had an opportunity to earn your beads, because at midnight tonight, it is all over for the Mardi Gras, oh dear, Gussie McMussie, and then, of course, on Wednesday, you know, all those people have that black shit on their forehead. Big Fatty! Y'all, I know I sound like teetotal shit. Big Fatty, how can we tell any difference? But y'all, my voice is just gone. I ran my mouth. Big Fatty, we know you did. Ran my mouth all weekend long. Sometimes I had a micro hoist, and sometimes I just had to speak loudly. And quite frankly, I just kind of took it to the... I guess I took it to the extreme. Big Fatty, you got that right. You took it to the extreme. But y'all, I am back in the Fat Cave, and I must say it was a very successful horror contest and horror weekend, y'all. And y'all, I have to, let me just start off today by apologizing for the Monday little show, because y'all, It was a train wreck, y'all. Big Fatty was not putting on yes, Big Fatty, we know you were just being you. And y'all, that was awful, because I listened to it on the way back to the Fat Cave from the horror hotel, and y'all, I evidently repeated, and y'all, when I repeated the second time about the different leather scenes and all, and the chocolate pudding, y'all, I didn't remember I had already done it earlier in the little show, but y'all, poor Big Fatty, and so there you have it, but I'm back home, and I'm looking forward to just kind of getting back to normal, although later today, I've got to go back to the doctor, because, you know, after my fiscal, back on the 10th of February, he called me up and said, Big Fatty, you got too much gravy in your blood. I need to get you in here. We're going to have to talk about things. So, y'all, I guess he'll be cutting off my left foot for the sugar by DTs. And, y'all, I know he's going to tell me, you're getting close to needing to stick that needle in you. And so, here we'll see. Anyway, I'm always such the pessimist. You will see what that's all about. Y'all, there'll probably be a new pill to take. A new pill to add to the regimen. So that's what happens when you go to the doctor. You know, some people don't go to the doctor, and, you know, they're probably better off not knowing what's killing them. Big Freddy, don't you know it? Don't you know it? Y'all, I just got off the phone just a few minutes ago with that Daniel Biba. And because y'all, you know, the Vons, talked about using that PodTrack software to track statistics for the little show. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty signed up for that. But y'all, it's been showing that I have no downloads. And, you know, so I asked the Vons, if she could help me. And she says, no, it sounds like it's working fine for you. Big Fatty, she's pulling your leg. She's pulling your leg. And anyway, and of course, you know, the Vons, knows as much about technology as Big Fatty does. And so I e-lettered Daniel Biba. And y'all, he called me back. And for those of you who like to get the little show a little early, y'all, you may be shit out of luck. Because y'all, there's gonna be a new address that I have to send it through. So I don't know if you'll be able to get it early or not. But sorry, Moose P,
Big Fatty, you know it was him.
And so y'all, so what? You know. Anyway, I guess you'll just have to wait, Moose.
Big Fatty, y'all on the way back from the horror hotel.
Oh, y'all, that is the Kentucky Fried Chicken chicken planks and some potato wedges. Y'all went by there on my way home because I was getting sleepy and I needed some protein.
Big Fatty, you didn't get enough protein over the weekend.
And I gotta tell you about Sunday night, y'all, it was fun. But anyway, I got some of the chicken planks, and so I've got my package and started driving down the road and opened it up. And y'all, there was a chicken leg and a chicken thigh and some green beans in there. And I thought, well, this isn't my order. So I turned around and I went back and told them I've gotten somebody else's order. So they redid my order for me and they gave me an extra biscuit. So I'll be having that too, I say, Tuesday morning for my Fat Tuesday sausage biscuits. With the yellow mustard, because y'all, that may be the last chance that I ever get to eat anything good, depending on what the doctor says.
Big Fatty.
But anyway, on the way back to Charleston, on my way before I got home and went, got to the Fat Cave, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box.
Big Fatty, please, you just sound like hell.
Make a wish, wish it in the dream.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, there was Kai. And it is not from that crazy Mexican, the Hadam. Hadam, I'm afraid your card is just lost in the... It's gone to that big dead mail room in the sky. I don't know what happened to it, but anyway. But y'all, this one is from Timmy Sims. It's from Baby Daddy.
Big Daddy, it's not Baby Daddy, it's Uncle Daddy.
So, y'all, let's see what Timmy Sims has sent to me. Maybe he sent me a card for his birthday.
Big Fatty, you know it was on Sunday.
Oh, it's a VD card, y'all.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, and it's got all kinds of little happy hearts on it. Oh. Wait a minute, I gotta do it again. Okay. And it says, Happy Valentine's Day. Y'all, it's a cute little thing. And some of them are kind of foily looking hearts. And they're all smiling at Big Fatty with their eyes. And it says, BF, wishing you lots of hugs and smiles. On this day, I choose you as my Valentine. Unfortunately, the teleport machine is out of order. Much love, Timmy Sims. Oh, that is just the sweetest thing. That is just the sweetest thing. And Timmy Sims, I hope you had a lovely VD. And I hope you, your exiting of the birth canal was memorable also. Big Freddy, speaking of exiting the birth canal...
Y'all, I just realized that I'm not sure the microhoist was working properly in the first half of the show. Big Fanny, that's all right. You sound like hell anyway. But y'all, you know, I have an assistant sends me the exiting of the birth canal information each week. And y'all, this one was not, I repeat, not on that list. But y'all, I know it'll be added. I know it'll be added now because y'all. Today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only Mr. 1234 himself. Y'all, it is Mr. Michael Sage. Dang, I see Big Freddy, 1234. And y'all, evidently, Michael is preparing for an adventure, y'all. He is gonna go kill. He's gonna go kill something. I've never heard of this thing. It's he's gonna go and climb on top of and kill Manjaro. Y'all, I don't know what a Manjaro is, but he wrote me and says I'm training to kill a Manjaro. And y'all, I don't know. Like I say, I hope it is not poisonous. Because y'all, and evidently you have to climb on top of this Manjaro before you kill it. But y'all, I may have to goggle it. I just may have to goggle what this Manjaro thing is that he's gonna go kill and climb, you know, climb Kilimanjaro. I don't know. But anyway, Michael Sage, I hope you have a lovely. Celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I hope there's Big Fatty. I'd like to believe that there'll be cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me just tell you. Big Fatty, as you may have gathered, Big Fatty had a cocktail or four, y'all, and y'all, I was truly overserved. But y'all, after I recorded the little show, y'all, I was going to watch the big run, but y'all, evidently it got pushed back because of the sports ball of some sort. And so I said, well, no, I will not sit and wait for the big run to come on. But y'all, I have it recorded here at the Fat Cave. But anyway, so y'all, I had on my boots and my socks let's just say I was an athletic support. I was dressed as an athletic supporter. Well, with an athletic supporter.
Big Fatty, please, we are having Cheerios. We don't need to hear about you and your athletic supporter.
And a t-shirt. And y'all, I went to the pig pen. And y'all, it is probably I don't know, a 38 sec. No, it's probably a minute walk from Big Fatty's room at the Hara Hotel over to the pig pen. And, y'all, I walked that, and, y'all, the rain had stopped, but, y'all, the cold weather had moved in. Y'all, I just about froze my fanny off.
Big Fatty, because it was hanging out, that's why.
And, y'all, I got in the pig pen and had to go stand over by the heater. And but y'all, believe it or not, oh y'all, they're showing those toe shoes on the TV machine, and but anyway, y'all, believe it or not, Big Fatty with that little bit of clothing on, y'all, he was overdressed.
Big Fatty, please.
And so y'all went in there, and y'all, we had some, we had two gentlemen up from. From Fort Lauderdale, they work for the folks that run the Leatherworks store. That's LEATHERWERKS. And y'all, this was the first year we had ever had them at a horror event. And y'all, one of them was just as cute as a button. Cute as a button. And he kind of looked like a little wrestler, you know, kind of that wrestler's build. But he had a little flat top. And I think he may have been a ginger, not the ginger bear.
Big Fatty.
But anyway, y'all, he was in there. And I guess that he had seen Big Fatty so much during the... weekend that he just could no longer keep his hands off of Big Fatty and the giant testicle.
Big Fatty, please. We do not need to hear about your giant testiculars.
But, y'all, let's just say Big Fatty had a great time with him and several other gentlemen callers in the pig pen, and y'all, a lot of folks that stayed over on Sunday night, the drinking went on till like 8 o'clock p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I think after a weekend of nonstop activities, y'all, I think most of them, I know Granny left that, and he was like, but he's like that a lot of times, but he was especially like that last night. Y'all, I think Granny and Miss Porter, they were asleep in the hay in their swaddling clothes by 8:15 p.m. in the evening. And y'all slept like babies. And by slept like babies, I mean they were drunk out of their skulls, which is, you know, the best way for babies to sleep also is just drunk out of their skulls. But y'all, I was back in my room by 10:30 p.m. in the evening, and I was out like a light by the 11 o'clock news, let me tell you. So, anyway, the horror weekend ended on a high note for Big Fatty. Got up on Monday morning and had to do a little cleaning up of different things, taking some signs down. Oh, Dick, I see. And, you know, putting things away that was still up and all this. But we had gotten a lot of help on Sunday afternoon with all that. But y'all, I'd had a request from the Hat M to post a picture of the winners. But y'all, I'm kind of waiting on a formal portrait of the three winners. And once I get that, I may just put a picture of the winners over at the BFO. Y'all, when I was talking to old Bieber, he said that, y'all, he had called and had a prank call to the BFO. And, y'all, I remember getting the call. And, y'all, I thought it was a wrong number. And, y'all, Scotty, you know the reason that I didn't play that call on the show.
You know what? I do not want to be crying and blubbering.
Oh, and I didn't want to upset you by playing it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.